I wouldn't say the choice of words being different.
Just the tone.
Right, the tone.
What about, when do you try to speak most formal? Is that, or do you?
Never.
You usually aren't over concerned about?
No. Just the way we are right now.
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no,
it wasn't.
What?
If I would say, no, it wasn't.
But you said one I or one me?
Me.
Okay. Say if you were arguing with somebody about something and you wanted to ask them if they didn't think you were right, you'd say, well, I'm right.
What do you mean? Well, I'm right, aren't I?
Okay. And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
And the child might say, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
And something a woman could wear over her dress in the kitchen.
An apron.
And sign your name in ink, you'd use a
ballpoint pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pin.
And soup you buy comes in a can made out of...
What'd you say?
Soup that you buy comes in a can made out of...
aluminum.
Or...
tin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Coat, pants, and vest.
Did you ever hear any old-fashioned name for a vest?
No.
What about waistcoat? Did you ever hear that?
Never had.
And what about other names for pants?
Slacks, breeches.
What's the difference?
Just different names. I wouldn't say there's any difference in the pants, though.
If you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and...
get my coat.
And what it to me.
Bring it to me.
Okay, so you say he got it and he...
brought it to me.
And you say, here I have what you your coat. I have...
got my coat.
And I have what it to you.
Brought it to me.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
it did.
Last year it what?
It fit me.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
bulge.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't...
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to... if she likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
wear expensive clothes.
Or she likes to stand in front of the mirror and just make sure everything's...
just right.
Did you ever say someone dresses up or primps up?
Yeah, primps. Dresses.
Would you use the word primp about a man? Would you say a man primp?
No, I wouldn't.
How does that sound?
Funny. Odd.
What would you say about a man who's vain?
I don't know. I wouldn't say primp. Dresses.
What would you call a man who's real self-conscious about his appearance? And tries to dress real well.
A neat dresser.
Did you ever hear him called a jelly bean?
No.
And something you'd carry coins in would be
a purse.
And something a woman could wear around her neck, a lot of things.
A necklace.
We're talking about beads. You'd call it a... what of beads?
String of beads.
And something she'd wear around her wrist.